Good morning. I think it will be important for us to start. We don't think that this will be a long meeting like yesterday.
But you're not going to allow Hisham to speak.
Especially that Honorable Dennis Breitenbach has promised that she will behave herself today.
How will not? Oh, what? It can be short, but only if you don't allow Hisham to speak.
House rules first. Honorable members, I'm advised that the two reports would be debated or will be up for consideration by the House on Tuesday. And I think we will have a situation where the chair moves for the report, and I suspect the parties would want to declare. Mm-hmm. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
So all parties would want to to declare.
Certainly.
Okay. On both reports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So can we start with the report on the restoration or non-restoration of Advocate Mukwebe and Advocate Chiba? I'm advised that the report was circulated to all members yesterday, and members have had an opportunity to go through the report. What we will do, we'll go page by page to check if we are in agreement or we want to make corrections. Am I audible, members?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any corrections on page one of the draft report?
Which one are you referring to?
The one on Advocate Jiva and Advocate Dorans Tembison Khoeli. Honorable Swart.
Chair, just at the bottom, the very last, second last line, at the time however Parliament was dissolved, I think that word session should come out ahead of the 2019 general
election.
Yes.
We can say that Mr. Swart really read it.
The only contribution is mine.
Ms. Silstone, we are noting the changes. Any further corrections on page one? Honorable Maseko Jela.
Page one. Before the introduction, where the subject has been introduced, I thought maybe page 7, the findings and recommendations, 3.3.1, I'm just bringing that one. I'm talking about page 1.
Page 1?
Yes, page 1, the paragraph before the introduction. In line with page 7, 3.3.1, we are saying on that page, the inquiry found that in view of the totality of evidence, I think that must talk to this one, because the first one we are saying, we are only mentioning the decision of the president. I'm not sure you will correct me, Chair. We are saying, let me read the first two lines. It says here, the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services, having considered the President's decision to remove Advocate up to there, only there, they having considered the President's decision. Yes, we agree on that one. But on page 7, or maybe I'm not sure. I wanted to bring that one of saying here we are talking in totality of the evidence, or here is only on the issue of the president.
Can I suggest that we note what you are saying,
okay,
and then we will come back to it once we are have gone through the whole report. Then we can come back to
I'm fine.
Okay. Page one. Page two. Page 3, page 4, page 5, terms of reference. Page 6, page 7, page 8. Page 10, Honorable Horn, page 9.
Which thing, Jeff? There at paragraph 3.4.6, in the second line, it talks about their respective positions of SDPP. So it would seem only the position of Mr. Mkhwebe is mentioned there. So we must just include the Deputy National Director position of Ms. Jiba.
Okay. According to that, Ms. Rusto?
Yeah.
Page 10, page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 20, page 21, page 22, page 23, page 24, page 5?
I don't think so.
Okay. No, you were paying attention. Then can we go back to Honorable Masego Jailer's point? Are you still of the same view?
No, I think I'm covered, Chair. I can see why maybe they opened like to thank you, Chair.
Okay, no, Honorable Jailer is covered. Masego Jailer is covered. Can I now put the report as a whole? Is there a mover for the adoption of the report as a whole? Honorable Mola?
I move for the adoption of the report as a whole.
With the amendments,
with the amendments
made by Honorable Horn, Honorable Swart, those additions is an addition and a subtraction. There is a seconder of the report as amended, seconded by Honorable Hisham Mohammed. So the report of the committee has been adopted. That is the report of the Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on whether or not to restore Advocate Nomncobo Jiba and Advocate Lawrence Thembiso Mhwebe to their positions of Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions and Special Director of Public Prosecution at the National Prosecuting Authority. So the report has been agreed to. Now we come to the second report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on the nomination of a suitable person for appointment as Deputy Public Protector, dated 27 November 2019. The same report was also circulated. The members have the report, and I suggest that it should also be taken as read. Do we agree?
Yes.
Are there any corrections on page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5.
Thank you, Chair. I would request that you consider on page 5 and paragraph 8 adding a phrase that reflects more accurately what transpired during the deliberation, to say that the Democratic Alliance did not support this candidate and the objection is noted, and the EFF did not support this candidate and the objection was noted as was requested yesterday. I request that you add the phrase in paragraph 8, the Democratic Alliance did not support this candidate and the objection is noted, and the EFF did not support this candidate and their rejection was noted as was requested yesterday.
That is the suggestion from Honorable Bettenbach. I guess that is what happened yesterday. Milk Silkstone, did you get that?
Yes.
You can have it.
No, I was just asking, can I combine that into a single sentence, or do you want it separate sentences?
Single sentence is fine, as long as it reflects what happened.
Okay.
I think it must reflect properly. In saying we all like we issue of you having been given an opportunity to reflect and say like the discussions as they went yesterday, they should reflect in that paragraph. It cannot be one line, because if it says one line, it will be like maybe you from the start you were not given an opportunity to discuss this matter.
It says deliberations. We did deliberate. That's not under issue. The committee did decide to support the candidate because the majority of the committee is supporting the candidate. What I wanted to reflect is that the DA did not support the candidate and the ESF did not support the candidate. That's all.
Honourable Mohammed.
Yeah, Chair, I think the single sentence should work at 8.2. Inserting 8.2 as recommended by...
I'm not interested in the cosmetics, I'm interested in the accuracy.
In that it is noted that the Democratic Alliance and the EFF did not support the recommended candidate. And then 8.3, that the majority of the committee supported the proposed recommended candidate.
Okay.
And then 9 follows. Thanks.
I think we do get the
really not a big deal. Just put it in.
We do get the essence of the
hands and commas and plus
objections. Mr. Stone?
Yes.
You got it?
I've got it.
Okay.
Not too much trouble to ask.
Can I put now the report with the addition of the DA and the EFF? Honorable Mora?
Thank you very much, Chair. I, Kohla Ngola, member of the committee, moves for the adoption of the report, of course, with the proposed amendments. Thank you very much.
The report has been moved and seconded.
Chair, are you going to put the vote?
No.
Because I just want to also just object to the report. Thank you, Chair. Just note my objection as well to the report. Thank you.
So the report has been adopted with the objection of the DA, the EFF, and the SADP.
Yeah. The EFF is not object, is a reject.
Parties should also note that they will have an opportunity to make declarations. So we note the objections and the rejections. The report has been agreed to. Let me take this opportunity, honourable members, to thank you for the hard work that you put throughout the process, and thank the committee secretariat, the research unit, for making sure that they guided us, they gave us the necessary support for us to be where we are today. Thank you very much for all the hard work that you put into this two reports. Honorable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'd also like to thank the committee support staff, the researchers particularly, and the legal services who provided very good support for both of these reports, and particularly for getting it done in such a short space of time yesterday, so that we could have the reports in time to read them.
Thank you very much, Honourable Swart.
No, thank you, Chair, as well, from our perspective, for the manner in which this was conducted. It there was a lot of pressure on us to complete these. Regrettably, yesterday I was speaking in the House on the finance issues, so I did note my apology, and so that's why I was not able to be involved in the deliberations. But again, just thank you for processing this under very, we might differ politically, but at the end of the day, we have followed due process, and I think that's important, particularly when it comes to the Advocate Jeeva and Marebu matters. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honourable Hisham Mohammed.
Thank you, Chair. Of course, on behalf of the African National Congress, we also wish to thank the committee, and particularly you, Chair, for directing this proceeding judiciously and procedurally correctly. I think the committee has set a new standard, higher standard than we observed. And we thank, especially if this was possible, through the very good and well researched documentation and preparation in order for us to apply our minds in a manner we think. And we hope that this particular process would be the standard that we will follow moving forward over the next duration of this term. And of course, we also want to thank the colleagues, the members of the other parties for their collegiality and the manner in which they conducted the decision so that we can provide South Africa with the best of our ability to ensure that we uphold the rule of law as well as our constitutional imperatives at all times. I think, Chair, this committee in particular, of the whole of Parliament in South Africa, expects us to live up to a particular standard and be fully alert of the challenges of South Africa. So the support staff, of course, also thank you very much to them for a job well done. We are in fact on the good ground to move forward. This is a new committee, in particular new members, in particular we're learning every day. So thank you very much.
Someone is telling us less is more.
No, thank you very much. I forgot to mention the legal services. I think they gave us sterling legal advice. Honorable members, I was just suggesting that next week we have a lunch together, as it will be our last week in Parliament. But we all have to pay for our lunch.
The chair would sponsor.
It's
that's such thing as a free lunch.
let the champagne, because he talks so much in the time.
So it will be called bring your own bottle.
Okay, we'll do that.
We will communicate a day, whether Wednesday or Thursday, we will communicate a day. I think you are a very wonderful committee, both members and supporting staff, and also the members of the media. I think they have really played a very constructive role for the committee, and they've made it important that members of the public know what we are dealing with, and the reporting has always been fair and just. And so they are also invited to bring their own bottles so that we can have a proper farewell, so that we adjourn on that high note and we meet next year. So next year is going to be a very pressured year. We made it a point that this year, since quite a number of members are new, that we take it easily so that members also have an opportunity to understand how the work of the committee is. So next year we'll be meeting both in the morning and in the afternoon.
Good.
There is a lot of work. I think members would be aware that the customary marriages bill, the Concord has refused to give us an extension. So when we start next year, we will start with all those legislations, we will prioritize them, and even new legislation that will be coming. We also would want that to, well, it's now becoming a slogan, that we want to prioritize the work of the correctional services, it must be seen in action next year. We must do oversight. Quite a number of our correctional facilities are facing challenges. We must do oversight for both justice and correctional services. We are going to start with a start plan so that we can properly plan for the year next year. Thank you very much. And as we adjourn, we also would like to welcome back Mr. Ho, Mr. Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who has not been well. I can see now he is very well.
Born on the land, not so well.
He is very well. And I think because he is around, Honorable Dennis Breitenbach will start behaving herself again.
No.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
No.